You should have dynamic ability. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Can we pull that up? Ephesians 3, 20. So we got to set the record straight on some things. Many times we're walking through life and we're living way beneath where we should be. You know why we're living beneath? Because we think beneath. And before we can change our living, we got to change our thinking. What did it say? Now unto him. Okay, look at that from the Amplified. Amplified says, oh, my. I said you have ability. Supernatural ability. We need to see ourselves from God's perspective. Look at Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's own handiwork. Hold on. You've been recreated. Too many times we see ourselves as we've always been. So when God gives us something, we see ourselves from the perspective or the thinking of how we've always been. And we don't see what we have become from God's perspective. When you see yourself through God's lenses, everything comes into focus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to change our glasses. Sometimes you got to go back to the optometrist, the Holy Spirit. Amen, somebody. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will help you to see. Oh, my God. So he says, we are God's own handiwork. That means you're not in subjection to anybody else. Nobody else is your boss but God. Oh, hallelujah. You got to get that straight. Because if you don't get that straight, you'll be vacillating back and forth. I only have one father. God is my father. Amen. I'm not talking about earthly father. That's how I got here, okay? But see, according to John chapter 3, verse 16, we have been refathered from above. Did you hear what I said? You have been refathered. In other words, we talk about being born again. And when you've been born again, you've been refathered from above. Oh, hallelujah. So that means you got to get your thinking above and think the way your father thinks. See, people will look at me. If my picture is in the paper, they say, oh, there's a black man. But I'm more than a black man. I'm a child of God. I am his workmanship. So when you see me, look beyond the pigmentation of my skin and see who I really am. Put your other glasses on. Amen. Now, this is not about me. This is about you. Getting you to see who you are so that when God gives you a mandate, you can cooperate with him instead of fighting him all the way. Story is told one day of a man who took this old lady across the street. And when he got to the other side, He had bruises all over him and everything. Somebody asked him, said, man, why are you so beat up? He said, she didn't want to go. Sometimes in life, we're trying to drag people. Sometimes people trying to drag us and we're fighting them all the way. Sometimes God is trying to take us places and we're fighting him all the way. Let's be like Enoch and walk with God. The Bible said Enoch walked with God 300 years. He didn't fight God. He walked with him. If God said it, Enoch said, amen. That's the way I see it too. Oh, glory to God. That's something about walking together. Amen. We are very acquainted with fighting. But we ain't going to fight with God. We're going to accept what he said about us. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are what? God's own. Keep reading. Now hold on. You're recreated in who? So in other words, you're not to see yourself after the flesh anymore. You've been recreated. Why? Because that old person, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, that old person died. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. And behold, how many? All things have become new. So in other words, when you see me, you see somebody new. I'm not old Clyde. If you come talk to me about things old Clyde used to do, I don't have no conversation with you. Why? Because old Clyde died. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Anybody know what it says? For we have been crucified with Christ. Can you pull it up, Yanni? He says, I have been what? In him I have shared. It is. Whoo! Do you know how special you are? Don't ever talk down about yourself anymore. Look at yourself through his lens. You have been crucified with Christ. In other words, when he was crucified, you were crucified with him. You were in him. And you shared in his crucifixion. His crucifixion was your crucifixion. Amen. And so, and because that is a truth, it is no longer Clyde who lives, but it is him, Christ, who lives in me. Somebody said, yeah, but your name is Clyde. Yeah, but what you don't understand is you're looking at Jesus Christ in a Clyde suit. We went through with the microphone, passed the microphone. Everybody call your name out. You're looking at Christ in a whatever suit. Donna, Rhonda, huh? Veronica, Betty, Kenny, Marion. Jesus need to be liberated. If you're not careful, you can have Christ on the inside and keep him in prison the rest of your days on the earth. Let him out. You see, the scripture gives us some accounts in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of him walking here on the earth. We see how he acted. Well, he still wants to act the same way. He just wants to act through you. If we're not careful, we can shut him down. Back to our scripture in Ephesians, was it? Ephesians 2:10. Wow. We are God's own handiwork. You are somebody. And you ain't no little devil either. You are God's own handiwork. And God don't make no junk. You're special. Wow. Yeah, you're his own handiwork. I mean, you look at everything around us that God has created. The earth is the Lord's. You look at his creation, you look at the firmament, you look at everything he's created. Man, it's marvelous. And so are you. Did you hear what I said? And so are you. When you look in the mirror, don't look at yourself after the flesh. Look at yourself in him. You look a whole lot better. Amen. So we are recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may, listen, now, why did all this happen? Why all this changes and revolution in our life? Why is all that so important? So that what? We may keep reading. Come on, let's read together. Born anew that we may do those. Living what kind of life? The good life. Somebody said, you don't know who I know. That has absolutely nothing to do with the life you're supposed to live. Pastor, you never been through the stuff I've been through. You don't know the hell I've been through. The good part is you've been through it. You didn't stop. Amen. We're all going to go through challenges. But hear this. It's not just you going through challenges. It's Christ in you that's going through challenges. And we know what 1 John 4:4 says. Can you pull that up, Jan? 1 John 4:4 says what? 1, 2, 3. 1 John 4:4 says, yeah, all y'all need to put your hands like this. You somebody. You's royalty. Did you hear what I said? You are royalty. Amen. Somebody said, I tell you what, you're standing like that. You look so confident. I am. My confidence is not in me. My confidence is in him who's in me. Hallelujah. My confidence is not after the flesh. My confidence is in him. Oh, glory to God. Oh, that we would see ourselves through his eyes. So when he gives us a little project like this, it's just a little project. After all, he created everything. Amen. And so this is but a light thing. This is a small thing. To purchase a facility, to continue to train people, to disciple people, this is but a light thing. Now hear this. He wants to get involved with us in this. Too many times we separate ourselves from something like this, and we see ourselves according to our bank accounts, according to what we can do only in the natural, and we forget that we've been called to live in the supernatural. Yes. You're not average and ordinary anymore. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 10. 1 Peter 2:10. Look at verse 9 first. And if we can, go back to King James. King James says, but you are a what? Verse 10.
Which in time past were not a people, but are now of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
One translation where it says, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. One translation said, the former nobodies are now God somebodies.
Come on now, my God.
The former nobodies, which we all were, nobody. The former nobodies are now God somebodies. Look at someone around you and say, I am somebody. Amen. Amen. Mr. Anthony, I want you to do something. I want you to model something for me. You did it before. You know, when somebody they got more than enough, when a brother is loaded, how do he walk? Can you demonstrate? Can you demonstrate for us? Can you demonstrate? Come on, pull that pant leg up. Come on, walk on the cross. Walk on the cross. Walk on the cross. We need an illustration for all can see. You got to pull that leg up. Yeah, you got to pull that leg up like that. Yep. Yeah.
There you go.
See. Once you wreck, huh? And yeah. Amen. The former nobodies are now God. And it changes the way you walk. It changes the way you approach everything. When you approach things realizing that you have more than enough, it changes everything. When you go to the grocery store and you know you got $48,000 in the bank, you go buy what you want to buy. Yeah, you don't care about the price. Oh, you don't worry about whether it's Boar's Head or regular Publix. You say, I take Boar's Head. Huh? You don't even think twice about it. Now, if you got $19.30 in the bank, you may change your approach. You may say, well, no, I take the Publix brand. If you get it at all. Somebody's the one, no, we go get lunch meat. We get some Spam. Listen here. My Spam days are over.
Hey, amen.
Amen, somebody. My Spam days are over. Spam is a spinoff from Ham. I like Ham, not Spam. The former nobodies are now God's somebody. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what? When you recognize that, you know that you have $48,000 in the bank that and everything else is taken care of. I mean, your approach is different to everything. You walk in the mall, ladies walk in the mall. They don't go and look for the cheapest pair of shoes. On sale. No, you. Oh, they just came out. How you pronounce that name? Mono Blanc. Manola Blahnik. I see. Y'all know those. You know them. You've been looking at them. Okay, Manolo Blahnik. Yeah. Manolo Blahnik. Matter of fact, just the other day, Manolo. I talked to my wife the other day. I showed her a pair of those shoes. I said, would you like a pair of these? Because I was going to get it for her. I only shop for one woman.
That's right.
I don't have no sweethearts on the side. I ain't buying nothing for nobody else. All right? So I asked her, I said, would you like, and I showed her to her. I mean, they're nice, too. She liked things that shiny. If there's a glistening on it, boy, she like it. I like to see her too. She walk different. And I like to stand behind and watch her walk. That's right. And I walk behind and said, that's mine right there. Aww. Yep. Yep. I hooked it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hear this. Now, God has hooked you up too. And hear this, in him hooking us up, we got to make our mind match what he's done for us. We got to get our mouth to match what he's done for us. When God said, this is mine, we should go, yeah. We sing the song, I'm my beloved and he is mine, his banner over me is. And then when it comes to real life, it goes like, God, where are you? We sing that in church. Somebody said, what do you do, Pastor, when you face a seemingly impossible situation? I speak the word. Amen. I speak the word. I can tell you the number of times I've faced situation where the first response when I looked to see was no. I mean, the answer was, I mean, before you even ask the question, the answer is no. Anybody ever face a situation like that in life? I mean, you you look over. Matter of fact, you drive up along the, just natural example, drive up along the Melbourne Mercedes dealership. And you look over there and you see that car with the doors kind of come up like that. And you see the price tag that said $400,000. Your head said, no. But if you have $14 million in the bank, now I know some people, for some people, it don't matter. They can have $40 billion in the bank. They would never buy a vehicle like that. And that's their choice. But God still ride in the fastest thing that you could find. He still does. I mean, you can ride in a 1928 Studebaker. You ain't going to be no more spiritual. But, you know, for some reason, I like a Bugatti. I like to drive one of them Bugattis. I mean, if I just had it for 6 months, I'd just like to, you know. Personally, I like a new car. I like to get a new car. I'm going to get my wife a new car coming up soon. I'm just telling y'all right now, so it don't have nothing to do with the billing program, all right? But my wife has had the same car since 2001. So we're going to get her a new car. I like new car smells. And I know it's one thing, you can put Febreze and all that in your car and all that, but I like a new car smell. Yeah. Amen. Now hear this. Now I know about all the other stuff too, you know, you lose so much. I don't care about all that, all right? Cars depreciate and all that. I know about all that. I still like new car smell. See, I grew up in a time where stuff was hand-me-downs. You wore somebody else's shoes. You wore somebody else's this and that. And you have new. I don't go overboard now. But when I get it, I like nice. I like new. I'll take something somebody give me. I would. And I mean, that's according to my taste. I don't just do anything. You understand? But I like new. God has no problem with you having new. And I have no problem with that. I'm over that. Okay? If God asks you what you want, what would you tell him if money was no object? What would you tell him if money was no object? to how much we got? How long we got? Now hear this. When we recognize that we are in him, it changes our perspective about everything. And hear this. We're not into things. We're into him. But along with him come things. Because God ain't broke. He's not broke. And I read in the scripture, Pastor Kenny read from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 or 9. But 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the scripture said, Jesus became poor so that you might be made. Now, what do you think rich mean? Not lacking in anything. Sometimes we live our life based on lack, what we don't have, rather than based on what he said. And as we continue to look into his face, that's where everything changed, when we look into his face. The more time I come to find out, the more time I spend with him, the more I am enlarged. Hear this. Exposure expands you. And when you spend time with God, he exposes you to so much that it expands you. You become enlarged on the inside. And you begin to say, yes, we can, instead of, I don't see how. Sometimes before we respond to things, we say, let me go get in the presence of the Lord first before I respond. Because God will expand us. Now, where the church is concerned, many times the church, the attitude is, we live on Barely Get Along Street, way down about next to Grumble Alley. But that's not our portion. That's not our lot in life. That's not why Jesus came. So that you can continue to live that way. He came to change everything. He come not to push you down, but to lift you up. And you know what the scripture said in Ephesians chapter 2? He has seated us with him in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. Now, I told you, you're royalty. There are some things where royalty is concerned. Some things we consider, they don't even consider. Some things we eat, they don't even look. Oh, my God. May God help us all to have a royalty complex. To think like him. So that's just like Enoch, we can walk with him. And anytime God gives us anything to do, we say our first response is, yes, we can. Because you know one thing I know? If God gives us something to do, it's not just left up to me. He wants to work through me. He wants to be involved. Amen. There's something about giving that unlocks everything. These cinder blocks, they're kind of interlocked here. But there's something about giving that when we sow, it unlocks things for us. It makes more room available for us to do things. It enlarges our capacity. We're able to do more. Somebody said, that really don't make sense. You give. And you're able to do more? Yeah. That's where God gets involved with the super on your natural. God, as Pastor Kenny read earlier, will multiply seeds that you sow. I like that. Go to the bank. You take them $20,000. And they said they'll pay you 0.4% of interest. That ain't no multiplying. That is a heartache. I keep that for myself. Amen. I can do better apart from them. Amen. You know one thing I found out about banks? Banks don't buy CDs. They sell them to you. Anyway, that was just a side thought. People say, well, you know, I gotta keep my money in places. Well, remember the people just happened in Greece? If you were a multi-billionaire, if you went to your bank in Greece to get your money, they said you can only get out $60 a day. They did it across the country. Now hear this. That's just living in the world system. If you don't know nothing about living outside of the world system, I'm telling you, you're at a severe disadvantage. Somehow or another, God needs to be involved in your finances. Amen. And his kingdom comes first. I didn't plan to do all this. I just saw when I was sitting over there. I got notes and everything. I stayed up last night to 1 o'clock, you know, but I saw myself come stand on top of this, and so I just came stand. Because you know who's on the inside? The king is at residence. Amen. I don't just smile when I'm preaching. I smile all the time. Amen. Sometimes you got to watch that guy right there. He up to something. I am. I'm up to healing. I'm up to getting people saved. I'm out to getting people delivered. Amen. Yeah, I'm up to something. Yeah, I am. I don't want nothing you got. I already got it. You already got it. I'm not trying to be like somebody else. I don't care how much the sports stars have and all that. I'm not trying to be like them. I'm in a different class. Amen. You're in a different class. Hallelujah. Somebody said, that guy act like he don't need anything. I don't. I got everything. I got him. You have him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now hear this. To buy property. This is just a simple thing here. Repeat this after me. I'll call those things that be not as though they were. I now call the property that fits my needs and desires and will be a blessing to me. I call you to me now in Jesus' name. I declare that God's highest and best is done in this matter. And the angels are now working on my behalf. Amen. The angels are doing what? They're working on my behalf. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You know what? Somebody said you will miss 100% of the balls that you never swing at. God brings people across your path all the time. I would encourage you to stop and get one of those forms out there, you know, about the pallets. Somebody said the pallet. Yeah. Stop in the foyer. We have some sheets out there with one pallet, four pallet. It's like 90 cinder blocks per pallet. It's like $109.80, something like that. Get your friends involved. Just say, hey, this is what our church is doing. You want to get involved? They say yes or no. If they say no, say, okay, thank you. But you never know. Somebody may say, yeah, so like, how much do you need? I say, oh, that's the right question. I was looking for you to ask that question. Now, I think on that form, we have Deborah Lee did this. We have it even by the truckload. And it's 48 pallets to a truckload. 48 pallets to a truckload. Now, I'm stretching my faith to get at least 2 truckloads. Amen. It's only $5,300 each truckload. I'm believing God. I said, really, Pastor? Golly. Well, I feel bad. I want to do at least 5. I'm talking about being enlarged. Now hear this. There was a time I could only buy a cinder block, which is $1.22 each. But I'm talking about expansion. God continues to increase us. God continues to enlarge us. I look at the journey that we've walked on since we've been here in Melbourne. And I remember we moved into Sun Tree. We moved into Sun Tree. We lived in those, what's the name of that place, Mary? Cypress Cove apartments. They were brand new. They hadn't even finished building all of them. We moved in there, moved up on the second floor. And so that's where I operated my office out of, everything. I mean, we lived there, everything, 3-bedroom and all. And then moved from there to a house and in Longwood, down here off of Wickham. Moved over there. And then we moved from there to, what's the place up here? Off of, from Longleaf, Wickham Forest. Moved over there, had a nice 2-story home there. And then I told my wife one day, I said, you know, if we make a few adjustments. And my office was there, too. I had a whole area upstairs that was an open area that I used for my office. And I told her, I said, we make a few adjustments in things now spending. I said, I think we can build a home. And she said, well, let's do it. I like her. She's like, come on, we can do that thing. I mean, if God drops it in our hearts, she said, let's run for it. Let's go for it. And so we made a few adjustments. And next thing you know, we built a home and everything. And then we got an office off of Wickham, 3210 North Wickham Road. We had an office right over there, just north of the 7-Eleven off of Wickham and Parkway, just north of there. Had an office right in that complex. And we were in there for 7 years. At the time, I was traveling all over the world and different things like that. And but I noticed progression. And then we moved from there to over here. I think it was last week. We've been here 11 years. 11 years. Something has happened in those 11 years. It's been a progression. And was it last week, I think it was, Uva and Rusty, we went over to the building we're looking at. And Uva's like a little kid, 82, right? 82 years old. He's like a little kid running all around. Golly, look at all this room. My God. You should have seen it when we first came over here. From my 1,400 square foot office to almost 7,000 square feet. Man, I tell you, we got a lot of room over here. Now we're talking about going over to a place that's almost 3 times the size. And guess what? We'll grow into that. We'll maximize that. And that's not the final place. That's a stepping stone.
Hey. Okay.
Amen. Did you hear what I said? That's a stepping. Somebody said, why can't you say that? We have capacity on our inside. We've been enlarged. What God expects us to do and wants us to do is even bigger than what you've seen. It's even bigger than what you've seen. And there are some people that will never step into this place until we step into that place.
Yes.
Amen. And when they come to that place, the place for them, that's the place of there for them. To take things to the next level. I see the television studio area in there, you know, along with the youth and the kids and all these other things. My wife said, because they still have some furniture and stuff left in that. It used to be, one area in there was a call center. She said, oh, my. She said, I can see people calling in because we're on television. People ordering product, people praying. You know, she said, I can see it. I said, well, I saw it a long time ago. I don't talk about everything I see, but I can see it too. But here, this first thing, we just agree with God and say, yes, we can. And God can get it to you if he can get it through you. Amen. So I would encourage you to raise your sights. And last Sunday, for those that turned in their paperwork, I think that there were commitments and offerings for over $21,000 that came in last Sunday. And hear this. That was from about 10 or 12 forms. Okay? Other people thinking and praying about it, and that's fine. We want you to do that. But hear this. We're on our way. We're on our way. Now, as we wrap this up, because there's something else they need to do real quick, I want to remind you, when we started having meetings with Pastor Rich, and we began to do multiple meetings, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you can't do this in the natural. You need supernatural to do this. Colette and Cheryl, them, they working every day. They coming in singing every night. And you just never know what time you're going to get out. But you need the supernatural to do this. To go to the next level, you need the supernatural. And I began to preach and I began to say some things. You need supernatural stamina. I heard the Holy Spirit say, you need supernatural stamina. Yes. And of course, you know, I have this confession and you guys have some of this. You have to declare this, speak this thing over your life. What does it do? It increases your capacity to be able to embrace everything that the Father has for you. Amen. And in the flesh, you could be tired and wore out. But when the supernatural kicks in, it changes everything. It changes everything. You can run further than you can think you can run. You can do more than you think you can do. And you're bigger than what you think you are. Amen. So as we conclude this, I want you to stand to your feet. And I want you to repeat this after me again. We can't declare this enough. Repeat after me. We live and move in the supernatural as easy as a bird flies through the air and as easy as a fish swims through the water. Today I declare I have supernatural strength. I have supernatural stamina. I have supernatural provisions. I have supernatural wisdom. I have supernatural wealth. I have supernatural health. I have supernatural favor. I have supernatural peace. I have supernatural faith. I have supernatural grace. I have supernatural life. I have supernatural joy. I have supernatural hope. I have supernatural love. I have supernatural forgiveness. I am a supernatural giver. I am a supernatural receiver. I have supernatural fire working in me now. I have supernatural relationships at church, at home, on my job, in my community, and throughout the world. God has released his angels to undergird us and to bring us into a safe place. Therefore, all will be well. We will not fear, for all will be well with us. The Lord is strengthening us. The Lord is establishing us. And the Lord is settling us. I believe it. I receive it. Today, in Jesus' name, Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now I'm telling you, God wants you to shift. Everybody say shift. Oh my God, that's a good word right there. God wants you to shift in your thinking. Because looking at the world, following after the world, doing things the way the world said does to do it, will frustrate you to no end. You'll always come up short. There will never be enough. You can never measure up. But I'm telling you, when you join up with God and you make that shift, it changes everything. Oh, glory to God. It changes everything. I refuse to be frustrated. I refuse to be dominated. I am the dominator. You are the dominator. And together, we're going to dominate circumstances. And we're going to watch God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up right now. Father God, I extend my hands to everyone right now. I thank you, Father, for a supernatural increase on their life right now in Jesus' name. Supernatural increase in their life right now. I command every place where it says has been saying no, I command it to change beginning right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for changes. I thank you for rearranging things. I thank you for turning things in their favor even now in Jesus' name. Satan, right now, your power, your dominion is broken. You have no more authority over anyone here today in Jesus' name. You have no authority here in Jesus' name. You cannot stop them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because God is living big within them. And they are not just local overcomers. These are world overcomers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Woo. I love you.